First of all, just explain your perspective on the land bank's role in helping revitalize neighborhoods and potentially create more affordable housing units.
The city has a vast number of homes, and it's a real opportunity to create a diversity of housing that ranges from very affordable, even to some extent subsidized affordability, all the way to market rate housing. And I think the quality of life in our neighborhoods is a result of this diversity. So rather than creating enclaves that are exclusively well-off or impoverished, the idea is to develop plans of action, plans of investment that maintain economic diversity.
So for the land bank, would the goal be to set aside perhaps a certain percentage of the homes for people from different socioeconomic backgrounds? How do you see that taking place?
Well, I think it's a really it's a very healthy discussion that both the land bank board and the technical board, the governing board and technical board, should really engage in. One of the purposes of establishing a land bank is to bring together the organizations that focus on creating affordable housing and have them share their knowledge, work more collaboratively, not just as independent nonprofit agencies who happen to build homes, but to bring them together and collaborate on rebuilding or revitalizing neighborhoods. So therefore, their conversation isn't just about, you know, the size of the home or meeting the code, the building code, or making sure that the house, built well, but it also speaks to the placement of the homes in the neighborhood, the amount of open space, the relationship to parks, schools, transit. It asks them to pool their resources and work together rather than independently. And I think that's one of the objectives of the land bank, is to see this conversation among the different agencies, such as the Delaware State Housing Authority, the Housing Partnership, Cornerstone West, Habitat, Interneighborhood, Interfaith, Ministry of Caring, and Woodlawn Trustees. Those are key members of both the board and the technical board. And asking them to begin to collaborate on rebuilding neighborhoods is what the land bank is intended to do.
Are there other priorities that you think are important to ensuring the land bank's success?
There are. I think that the land bank presents opportunities for seeing the construction trades learn how to work to restore older buildings that proliferate the neighborhoods. We have a large number of older homes that are made of materials like slate, stone, brick, wood. And when those homes, if they are usable, and a vast majority of them are really quite stable, some have been vacant, but still a majority of them are in relatively good shape. But when a homeowner goes to repair their older home, it's hard to find individuals who are skilled at the trades that best improve the property. So we often cover up deteriorating conditions. So we'll use aluminum siding and cover up the old slate, or we'll take really good windows out that need to be refurbished and put less attractive windows in. And so the historical character of the neighborhood begins to decline, and to some extent the character of the neighborhood begins to be eroded. So to create the land bank has the ability to create an appreciation for what is inherently quite attractive about existing neighborhoods. And the work that can be created to do that, to provide those skills, is really an opportunity to build the job the workforce that becomes skilled in these trades. And that's just not a one-time opportunity. There are thousands of homes in the city that need the same basic work. And if we were to focus on these restoration trades, there really is an opportunity for 20 or 30 years worth of work for hundreds of people if they're skilled. And not everybody can be a brick mason or you know, repair slate. But their work is there, and the work needs to be done. Because it's called a neighborhood conservancy land bank, there's a reason that it was given this title. And that is not to go back in time to where the strategies of urban renewal disregarded the inherent value of the character of a neighborhood, but to blend the appreciation and the revitalization of what is inherently livable and affordable with new development that fits in well and respects the character of the neighborhood and increases to some extent the diversity, as we spoke about earlier.